A trip to Lake Tahoe this summer may surprise some regulars this year. That's because the beach areas surrounding the lake are much smaller than before. We're going to find out more. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Nevada Park Ranger Kevin Fromhertz. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight. Is this all because of the increased runoff?
Yes, that's correct. With the record snowpack this year, the lake is actually very full.
And how unusual is this? I mean, help us with some perspective here.
Well, so the Walt Lake Tahoe is a natural lake. The top 6 feet of the lake is actually a reservoir. And with the high snowpack, they're actually storing a lot of water for the use in the northern Nevada area for the upcoming years.
So when you're talking about the runoff, I guess my question to you is, how long does it take before you see it? How long, I mean, is the lake right now at the fullest it's going to be? Is that runoff done?
Yep, the lake is at its legal limit right now, about 1 inch below the legal limit, and it'll probably remain that way for quite a while here as there's quite a bit of snowpack in the mountains still melting.
And so when we talk about loss of beach area, I mean, how drastic is that?
Well, the difference between several years ago at Sand Harbor where I work, we had up to 40 to 50 more feet of beach, you know, off the parking lot, and right now we're probably looking about 20 feet. Right now, so we probably lost about 100 feet of beach over the last couple of years.
That's pretty incredible. So what, when you look at the crowds now compared to, say, a couple of years ago, I mean, what does it look like on a typical summer day?
Right now, they're a lot more crowded. They're a lot more packed in, and everybody's bringing their shade structures, and visitors are basically right on top of each other.
Dumb question, but when you talked about the legal limits and so forth, how is the water level controlled at Lake Tahoe? Well, what is the process there?
So basically, there's a large number of inlets from the surrounding mountains that go into the lake, and then there's the one outlet at the Truckee River in Tahoe City. That's controlled by the federal government, and they let the water out as they see fit, but they do have to keep it below that legal limit.
There have been some years, I want to say it was a couple years ago, when we went up and you could not raft the Truckee because it was too high. I know it's not your area. Do you know, is that the case right now?
It was a little while ago, and I believe it is currently again, though they are allowing some recreation use on it.
You also referenced that the top 6 feet of the lake are essentially a reservoir, which is always fascinating. I think a lot of people don't realize that. I assume that it's good news when the reservoir is full. In other words, if we have some low runoff years in the coming years, this is a bit of a buffer.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll provide water to the greater Reno area, as well as some irrigation projects and farmlands down there in the valley.
One final question about Sand Harbor. I know it's a really popular beach on the lake. With the smaller beach front, does that affect how many people you can let in every day? Has that affected your capacity?
It does affect the capacity quite a bit. We still allow our parking lot to fill up every day. Then we do close once we reach capacity for the day, and it'll reopen at 5 p.m. every day. We still provide a bus, and visitors are also enjoying the brand-new East Shore Trail to access the park.
Ranger, we thank you very much for your time. Appreciate that. Again, that is Nevada Park Ranger Kevin Fromhertz.